Good
afternoon. I have the pleasure of introducing to you Penny Grubner.
Here's Conan. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, we are getting closer.
This way, Pancho.
The Cisco Kid. The Cisco Kid in our exciting story, Return of the Laughing Bandit. The country of the Great Oak is wild and savage and mountainous. It is said that many odd things of nature are in that country. For example, in the great caves of Iron Mountain, an underground lake that rises with the rain. And it was to this country that the Laughing Bandit returned when he escaped from the institution to which he had been committed. Returned with a smile on his lips and murder in his heart. As our story opens, the Laughing Bandit, together with his henchmen, is crouched by the side of a stagecoach road.
This is what I've missed, Ned. The thrills, the excitement, the holding of a man's life in my two hands.
Yeah. Stage will be along in a minute, Gil.
Yeah, with the sheriff's son on board. We'll take him to the cave, Ned, and then we'll get word to the Cisco Kid. Everything is working perfectly, Ned. Even the feel of rain is in the air.
You sure got it in for Cisco, boss.
He's the only man who ever outwitted me. Now he'll suffer for it, Ned. He'll suffer and die.
Here comes the stage.
Oh, this is glorious, Ned. Glorious. It's nostalgic. Let me be sure I have this message for Cisco. Yep, I have it. All right, Ned, come on.
Stop the horse, driver! Get out of passenger, Ned. Come out of there with your hands up.
Two passengers. One a rancher or a storekeeper. The other is the sheriff's son.
So this is a holdup, huh?
It's a bit more than a holdup, young man. Take him to one side, Ned, and be sure his arms are tied securely.
Hey, what's the idea?
Shut up, you. Without violence, Ned. Without violence. Violence is vulgar. Hey, driver. Give this paper to the Cisco Kid. I'm told he's now in the town of Great Oak. Now for you, rancher or storekeeper or whatever you are. I see no redeeming features about you to justify your continued existence, so...
No, no!
Yes, this is what I've missed. Proceed, driver. Everything is perfect, Ned. It's even beginning to rain. Come on now, let's get back to the caves and wait for Cisco.
Hey, big day for Sheriff Morris, Cisco.
Say, Pancho, the sheriff's son is coming home today from college in the east.
How old are young Señor Narcisco?
Oh, I would say about 21, 22.
Too bad the sheriff not can meet him at the stage.
It's a big disappointment to him, amigo.
Well,
but he cut his leg badly with an axe.
Oh.
So, for some days, he will have to stay in his bed.
The sheriff asked us to meet his son at the stage, huh?
Si. Hold on, look,
look, look. Stage late, Cisco?
A little bit late, Pancho. But I think in a moment or two, it'll be coming around the bend. Unless, of course, they're having heavy rains up in the mountains to wash out the road.
The rain here now, Cisco.
See, it is beginning to drizzle. Mm-hmm. Let's take our horses and get under the roof of that shed. Come on, Diablo.
Come on, Loco. Loco, come on.
Ah, there's the stage, Pancho. Just coming around the bend. Oh, Diablo,
ho. Oh, Loco, ho now. Ho, ho.
Oh, the way that driver is coming in, he must be making up lost time.
The horses are full gallop, Cisco.
Hey.
Oh, 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 oh. The driver run over this way, Cisco.
Hey, Cisco!
Hey, Cisco! Cisco!
Seems to be excited, driver. What is the matter?
I sure got good reason to be excited. We got held up along the flats. Two hombres. One of them spoke kind of soft and culture-like and laughed, and he gunned down one of my passengers. He's a devil, Cisco.
Which one of your passengers, driver, quickly?
And that is one of the sheriff.
No, not here. They took the sheriff's son with them. Here's the note they said to give you, Cisco.
A note? Yeah.
What did the note say, Cisco? What did the note say?
It does not say anything, Pancho. All this note contains is a drawing.
Oh?
This part seems to be a mountain, and this is a body of water.
What's that down there?
I judge it to be a drawing of a man laughing.
Yeah, he was the one that handed me the note, the laughing one.
The laughing one?
Yeah.
The laughing one. Mother Mia, Pancho, do you suppose this can be the laughing bandito?
But the laughing bandit's in custody, eh?
See, a long time been in custody.
Not in custody, Pancho, in custody.
Custody. He been in.
You're right, driver. He has been in custody. But he may have escaped. You say the two banditos took the young man with them?
Yeah, that's right, Cisco.
Well, let us not tell the sheriff about this just yet. It would worry him. Driver, just say that the young senor did not come in on the stage. That is the truth. The sheriff will look for him tomorrow instead.
All right.
Now tell us exactly where the holdup took place, and Pancho and I will ride out there at once.
Rain coming down nicely now, Ned.
Yeah, but I could do without it. I'm soaked.
Your trouble, Ned, is that you have no imagination. You come of peasant stock. Therefore, you react only to creature comforts and discomforts. Vengeance and the refinements of vengeance have no meaning for you. But why waste words on you?
Here are the caves.
Yeah. Dark and gloomy. Fitting atmosphere.
Oh, yeah.
Get the young man down off the horse, Ned.
Yep. Come down, you.
My father will get even with you two hombres for this.
By the end of the day, I venture to say your father will be dead, as will you.
What? Why, you...
Shut up. Now lie there and keep quiet.
Let's have a look at the lake, Ned.
Yeah. Don't seem to be rising any, Gil.
No, not as yet, but when the tributaries start pouring in the rainwater, the lake will rise. It'll rise perhaps 10 feet, Ned, and that'll be enough. Quite enough.
You want me to drive in those iron stakes, boss?
Yeah, by all means, Ned. Drive them in securely, close to the edge of the water. And when the Cisco kid arrives... Oh, this will be a glorious vengeance for my months of imprisonment, Ned. A glorious vengeance.
According to the driver of the stage.
Watch the way the taxi's going off.
I'm afraid so, but we will see. Well, there's a faint trace of the tracks left, but not enough to follow those banditos far.
Rain wash all the tracks away soon.
Yeah, that is just it, Pancho.
Mm-hmm.
The way the rain is coming down, in 10 more minutes, there will not be a sign of a track. Santo.
What we do now, Cisco, what we do, huh?
Only I could understand this drawing.
Mm-hmm.
Let us look at this paper again.
Yeah, look at it again.
Hold your poncho up, Pancho, so the rain will not fall on the paper.
Pancho, hold up the poncho.
Now we will see.
Mm-hmm.
A mountain. That is what that must mean.
Mountain. Hills. Might be an elephant, Cisco.
No, it's not an elephant.
It's not an elephant.
And this looks to me like a body of water.
Body of water?
It is drawn under the mountain.
What does that mean?
I do not know, Pancho. Obviously, the laughing bandito meant it to convey some meaning or other, but as far as I'm concerned, the meaning is not clear.
It's not clear. But one thing clear, Cisco.
What is that?
Rain harder. Caves in the mountain ahead, Cisco. You ride to the caves and keep dry, huh?
Caves. I think you have hit upon something, amigo.
Hit something? What can't you hit?
There are caves inside that mountain.
Uh-huh.
Also, there is a body of water, I am told. An underground river that widens out into a small lake.
And the laughing bandito go there, Cisco?
It's just the sort of a place he would go to.
Uh-huh.
Pancho? You and I are going to investigate those caves.
And get in out of the rain, too, huh?
Say, now, Pancho, listen to me.
Pancho, listen to Cisco.
Neither of us knows anything about those caves. We have never been in them.
Never been in them.
So we must take no chances.
No chances.
The laughing bandito will know the caves. Huh? Every inch of them. He is thorough.
Pancho, not take chances, Cisco.
Very well, then. Do exactly as I say.
Mm-hmm.
For the laughing bandito would kill us as quickly as he would look at us.
Give me that.
Just remember that.
Yeah.
Come, let us be going.
That makes three of them big spikes I've driven in the rocks, Gil.
That should be quite enough, Ned.
right at the water's edge.
The water ain't risen any yet.
Oh, yes, it has. According to the mark I have there, it has risen nearly half an inch. Now, Cisco will only arrive.
That makes you think he will, boss.
Because I know Cisco. Sheriff Morris is a close friend of Cisco's, and Cisco will feel responsible for the sheriff's son. Let's get back to the entrance, Ned.
I ain't anxious to tangle with that Cisco kid. He's bad medicine.
To use your expression, Ned, I flatter myself that I'm rather bad medicine, too.
Well, sure.
Let us have no more apprehensions regarding the Cisco kid. Here's the main entrance, Ned.
Yeah.
There's also a side entrance. I'll stand guard at this one, you at the other. And I don't want Cisco shot and killed.
Just as you say, boss.
I want him taken alive. So, Ned, if he comes in this entrance, I'll rope him.
Yeah.
If he comes in your entrance, since you're not good at roping, push some rocks off the ledge above the entrance enough to stun and disable Cisco.
Better to gun him right down, boss.
Is this a rebellion, Ned?
No. Put that gun away, Gil. I'll do as you say.
You'd better. And you'd be wise never to question an order of mine again, Ned. Because, you know, I'd kill you in a minute. Now get busy.
Tonto, Cisco. Pancho, be glad to be in the cave. Ready to pour down now.
There's a heavy rain indeed, Pancho. I believe that is the entrance to the cave ahead, there, amigo. Oh, there, who? I can just make out what looks like a cave entrance.
It's good not to see, Cisco, because if we not can see the laughing bandido, the laughing bandido not can see us.
See, that is quite true, which gives us a little advantage, Pancho.
Uh-huh.
I wonder if there is another entrance to the cave.
Pancho, not know.
I believe I remember Sheriff Morris telling me of a side entrance. If so, the only place it could be would be around to the left. Come on, Diablo.
Loco, to the left. Loco, to the
left, Loco.
Why we go to the side there, Cisco?
The laughing bandido expects us to come here. No doubt of that. He'll be watching for us. Probably from the front entrance. Momento, hold up.
Loco.
It looks like an entrance. I believe it is. We'll leave our horses under that overhanging ledge, Chico, and go into the caves on foot. On, Diablo.
Come on, Loco. It's a good idea, Cisco. Hold it being out of range.
Hey, hold up. All right. Get your guns ready, Pancho.
Yes, Cisco. Pancho got the boom is ready, too.
Follow me.
Follow you. You're in the big cave now, Cisco.
Quieto, Pancho.
Quieto, Pancho.
Your voice down in here. Be careful going underneath this other ledge.
See.
Look out, Pancho. Huh? Someone is on that ledge.
I need a big rock come down.
Back, Pancho. Back quickly.
Got them both, boss. Cisco and his partner.
I'll be right there. Fine work.
The Cisco kid. Get busy and tie them to those stakes at the water's edge, Ned, before they come to. Also tie up the sheriff's son the same way. This is a lovely vengeance, Ned. A lovely vengeance.
In the hands of a merciless killer, Cisco's chances are slim indeed. In just a moment, we'll return to The Cisco Kid. To the Cisco Kid in our exciting story, Return of the Laughing Bandit. By way of luring the Cisco Kid to the great caves of Iron Mountain with its underground lake, the Laughing Bandit held up the stage, killed one of the passengers, and took the son of Sheriff Morris to the caves. Then he sent a cryptic message to Cisco, indicating where Cisco was to come. But as Cisco and Pancho walked into a side entrance of the caves, the Laughing Bandit's henchmen sent down upon them a shower of rocks and debris from an overhead ledge, stunning them both. Now, at the edge of the lake...
Be sure they're tied securely, Ned.
Yeah, one more knot on this one, they will be, Gil.
There. Now they won't get away.
The water's rising faster now. All right, Ned. Go get the sheriff's son. Bring him here in time for that third stake.
All right, sir.
Pancho. Pancho.
Oh, Pancho have a bad dream, Cisco. Pancho got a head like a nightmare.
So, the laughing bandito did return.
Yes, Cisco, he did.
Pancho tied, Cisco. Pancho's hands and feet is tied.
So are mine, Pancho.
Pancho's feet is in the water, Cisco.
Quite true. This is the underground lake. The water's rising, Cisco, rising.
Madre mia, he covers soon, Cisco. He drowned us, Cisco.
Keep a grip on yourself, Pancho. We are not beaten yet.
But you will be soon. You'll drown, both of you, along with the sheriff's son.
Santa, it is Senor Dave.
They got me off the stage, Cisco.
Get down there, squirt. Tie you to that third stake.
No, if you're going to kill me, go ahead and shoot me. But this,
Senor Dave, you're the son of your father, a brave man. Do not give these cowardly dogs the satisfaction of flinching.
You're right, Cisco.
Pancho not flinch, but Pancho not like the wood. But I'm Pancho's ankles now.
This young senor has done nothing, Bandito. There is no reason to kill him.
That's for me to say, Cisco. Perhaps you don't remember the part the sheriff had in my arrest along with you. But I do remember. This young man dies, and the sheriff will know he's dying. I'll make sure he does know.
You buzzard, you cowardly coyote!
Go on, Cisco. Fight to get free. I enjoy it.
Yeah, the young squirt's tied too, boss.
Good. You're quite invaluable, Ned. Now I'm going to ask you to stand guard here in the cave while I ride to town to talk with the sheriff.
Are you coming back, Gil?
Oh, yes. I've just about time before the water rises enough.
What are you going to do? Kill my father?
Yes.
But the sheriff is hurt. The bandito, he not can defend himself.
Even better. He'll suffer the more at what I tell him.
You devil!
I'll be back later. Don't let them get away, Ned. Be sure you don't let them get away.
Just go water up over Pancho's knees now. Up over Pancho's knees.
See, it's over my knees too, Pancho.
Yeah, those two yombers no good to struggle. Them stakes are dove down tight.
You bandido, you bandido, you.
Say, quieto, Pancho. Talking to him will not help.
I've got to get free. I can't let that devil shoot down my father.
Hombre, I have a request to make.
Yeah, what's that?
That you will go to the side entrance of the caves and make sure our horses are under the ledge and out of the rain.
Oh, yeah, your horses. I forgot them, Cisco. Maybe you got something of value in your saddlebags, too.
Will you go and see to them?
I sure will go and see to them saddlebags. Much obliged for reminding me, Cisco.
I must go before that only comes back. That helps his trouble, Cisco.
See, I think it will, amigo. The stake is driven down into the soft rock below. I believe the rock will crumble. Senor Dave, can you swing your feet enough to put them against my side?
I sure can try, Cisco. Here, how's that?
Bueno.
What'd you do, Cisco? What'd you do?
Now, push as hard as you can when I give the word, Senor Dave.
Right.
It may be that I can tear this stake loose in the rock. All right, now.
Push it.
Ooh, it's a little bit, then. Once more, now. It's coming loose. It's once more, Senor Dave, and I think you will have it in now.
Bueno, Cisco, you see,
but my hands and feet are still tied. Luckily, though, my hands are not tied behind my back. And there is just enough to swing the stake. Now I'm on my feet.
But the hombre come back, Cisco. And what do you do then?
All I can do, Pancho, is to get behind the wall of rock and hope his eyes will not be accustomed to the darkness in here after being outside. If they are not, then perhaps I will be on more even terms with him.
Sure wish I could help you, Cisco.
The hombre come back, Cisco. And get behind the wall, quick. See? Watch you.
Blasted light, I can hardly see a thing. What was that noise I heard in here?
Talk about that noise later on, Omri.
Try you.
Right now, a good solid flow of this pipe.
Oh.
It put you to sleep.
He go down, Cisco. He go down.
Nice work, Cisco.
Next thing is to get that knife out of his belt and cut these ropes. We'll cut you two free.
Hurry, Cisco. The water almost has his shoulders. He's cold water, too.
I'm hurrying as fast as I can, amigo. Perhaps if I kneel down by his side, I can get that
knife.
There. If I can turn the knife so as to draw the edge across these ropes. Hey, what? If the knife was sharp, cut the ropes from my ankles now. Next, we'll get you two free. You first on your tail.
We'll reach down under the water a little.
Now, you, Pancho.
Gracias, Cisco. Gracias.
Pancho,
glad to get out of the
world. Now, Pancho, tie up that hombre and take him with you.
Take him where, Cisco?
Take him into town to the sheriff's. Senor Dave, you better ride his horse.
Yeah, let's go, Cisco.
See, I'm going to ride on ahead. There's no time to lose if your father is to be saved.
But Cisco, Pancho go too.
You and Senor Dave bring in that hombre as I told you, Pancho. I am starting right now.
Almost there, Beauty. Almost there. Yep. There's the sheriff's house just ahead of us. This is going to be enjoyable, Beauty. Very enjoyable. And I shall savor it to the full. Now we'll see. Yep. The sheriff's in there alone. Greetings to you, Sheriff.
Oh. Howdy.
You don't remember me, do you?
Well, no, can't say as I do. Look kind of familiar, but I can't quite place you.
I'll move over close to the lamp. Now, take a good look.
Hey, thunder. You look like the Laughing Bandit. You are the Laughing Bandit.
Yes, Sheriff, I am.
Just as soon as I can get up and get my gun.
You'll sit where you are. So happens I have a couple of guns of my own, and I'm quite capable of using them.
What are you doing here?
At the moment, I'm talking to you. And since you lack the manners to ask me to sit down, I'll sit down anyway. I understand your son was due home today by stage, Sheriff.
He missed the stage. Why, what's that to you?
No, he didn't miss the stage.
What do you mean? Come on out with it.
For the moment, Sheriff, your son is in process of drowning.
What?
Don't shout. I can't stand shouting.
Did you say my son's drowning?
In process of drowning, Sheriff. Along with Cisco and Cisco's fat partner. Your son is tied to an iron stake at the edge of Iron Mountain Underground Lake. And the water's rising, Sheriff. The water's rising.
You.
Sit still,
you.
Sheriff, unless you want to be shot down.
You devil.
In less than an hour now, the water will rise over his face. And I'm going back there to see it, Sheriff. After I kill you.
You murder. You're lying to me. Even you wouldn't do a thing like that.
Wouldn't I? To one of the men who brought about my arrest? Oh, yes, I would, Sheriff. I not only would do it, I am doing it. And you're powerless to stop me.
Oh, no, I ain't. Not when my son's in that kind of danger.
Just tell.
You can get me down if you want to. I'm going to get up out of this chair.
Keep your distance. You're in a tornado. As the last chance, you'll have to shoot at me. Give me that gun.
Let go.
And let go. No chance of that, homie.
Give it to him, Cisco. Kill this
honor. I have no intention of killing him, Sheriff. But I will admit I'm enjoying this to the full.
I'll get you yet, Cisco.
Now that you fight better than you are fighting now.
That takes care of him, Cisco. What about
your son? Is safe, Senor Sheriff. He and Pancho are on their way in right now with this bandido's henchmen.
Oh, thank the Lord for that.
Ah, oh, see, here they are now, Sheriff.
Well, I guess you got here in time, Cisco.
Yes, he did, son. How about you, Sheriff? You all right?
Yeah, sure. I guess I'll sit down.
I do not blame you, Senor Dave, but what is this we have coming in here?
In the hat, bandido. In the hat, you.
Hey, you with the fool with.
Pancho, do not hit the bandido with that whip.
Pancho, did I hit the bandido, Cisco? Pancho, see how close he can come. And Cisco.
See?
And Pancho's pantalones get wet in the lake, so Pancho make the bandido chase with Pancho. And now Pancho got on dry pantalones, no?
Hey, Pancho.
The Laughing Bandido in the prison for keeps this time, huh?
I think he is, Chico. This time the law will see that he stays right where he is. But, Pancho,
si?
What has happened to your face?
Oh, Cisco me all these scratches?
Say, your face is cut in half a dozen places.
We found to get a shave before we start out, Cisco.
Shave?
Yeah, in the barber shave, Pancho, Cisco. In the barber cut Pancho all over Pancho's face.
Well, I should say he did. Would never go to that barber again, Pancho.
Oh, the barber fair about it, Cisco.
Fair about it? What do you mean, Chico?
Well, the barber, she owned the cuts, and he only charged Pancho 5 centavos.
5 centavos? What a strange price.
And that was Pancho told the barber.
And what did the barber say when you told him that, Pancho?
He said, cut rate, amigo, cut rate.
Oh, Pancho!
Chico!
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid. For another thrilling adventure of the Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Harry Lang.